We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our guest right now, Crystal Peoples-Stokes, the Assemblywoman representing areas in Western New York and the State Assembly, seeking public input on legalizing marijuana in New York State. There's going to be four separate hearings held this fall. Crystal, thanks for coming on. I'm hoping you can tell us a little bit about what to expect at these hearings.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's my pleasure to be here this morning and all the way from Albany. I anticipate that we'll do four, maybe five public hearings around the state. They will be the chairs of the Codes Committee, the Health Committee, the Alcohol and Substance Abuse Committee, as well as my own committee. And I'm pretty sure that there'll be some pretty high-level staff for the Ways and Means Committee will be engaged in the discussions on this legislation as we move forward. The idea here is to, you know, make sure that citizens and the constituency have an opportunity to weigh in. There is legislation already in place that I've carried for the last 4 years. Clearly, there will be some amendments that we've already decided that need to happen. There could be more based on conversations, around the state. We also are looking to hear from experts from other states on what has really worked for them in their implementation and what, you know, would they do differently or what would they suggest we do differently. So we're looking to figure out how to take and, you know, capitalize on an issue that is before us. It's real. It's happening all around us, and we just want to do it in the best way that's most beneficial to New Yorkers.
Is it likely that one of those hearings will be in Buffalo?
Oh, absolutely. The first one is scheduled for New York City. The second one is scheduled for Long Island. The third one is scheduled for Buffalo. The fourth is scheduled for Binghamton. And I really do anticipate that at some point we'll be going up into the North Country as well.
All right. So is this to say that because these are happening in the fall, the legislature returns in January, that maybe the intent here is to hit the ground running with a bill and get approval fast on legalizing recreational marijuana?
That would be my strategy. I think because, you know, Canada has already gone legal, Massachusetts is legal, and believing that New Jersey will be legal imminently, want to, you know, not be left out of a process and don't want to be reacting, want to be proactive about it. And so I think we have to, you know, move with some urgency in putting New York State into the current mode of engaging in a new industry that, you know, previously folks have thought about as a criminal justice issue. Now people think about it not only as a medical and a scientific issue, but certainly as an economic one.
Realistically, how soon could it happen in New York?
Well, I think that the passage of the legislation could happen within our next session, but I think the implementation probably will take a tad bit longer. Much like Canada, you know, they passed their legislation and they were supposed to start in July, and then they had to push the implementation until October. And so implementation is going to be, you know, critical. I think that'll happen later, but we have to get through passing the legislation first. The other thing that has to happen with this legislation is, you know, people who have already been convicted of low levels of marijuana and have records that prevent them from living a full life, all those things have to go away. You cannot, you know, now legalize a product that you formerly incarcerated people for, literally destroyed their lives. They can't go to college. They can't, very difficult to get jobs. And in many cases, they can't even live in public housing. And so, you know, we have to fix that through this process as well.
I wanted to switch focus really quickly before we let you go. There was a debate last night between Governor Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon. I was wondering if it's a little disheartening for you to hear at all that during this entire debate, really Buffalo, almost the entire upstate region, wasn't even really mentioned, even once. It seemed like the furthest upstate they went was the Tappan Zee Bridge. Is that troubling maybe for you to hear in the only debate between these two candidates that Western New York doesn't really get thrown a bone?
Well, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think that that's troubling at all to the extent that the governor didn't mention it. I know he is very well familiar with upstate New York because he's spent an enormous amount of time in our community. And not only that, he's held true to his promises to commit resources to help to build our economy. On the other hand, his opponent has no idea about what the needs are of upstate New York are, what the people's needs are of upstate New York. So I'm not surprised that she couldn't articulate anything on it. The fact that the governor didn't is probably because she didn't ask him a question about it, or no one asked a question about that. But the record is clear on where Governor Cuomo has been on upstate and western New York. If you come into our community, you will see.
Crystal, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you. That's Crystal Peeples-Stokes, New York State Assemblywoman from Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.